hits just keep on coming.
Man, I'm tired of being right.
Let me out of this thing.
Well, here we are again. It's time for...
quote and unquote.
What's he talking about?
This is not to make fun of anyone. This is to make fun of everyone.
This is a reminder to all of humanity. We're all human.
Scene one, Apple, take one.
I bet he's no Wheaties.
Quote and unquote.
This time around on Quote Unquote, we dive headfirst into the world of those famous last words. You know, those things that we all say from time to time that wind up leaving a rather bad taste in our mouth after we remove our deeply inserted foot. Well, I suppose it might sound something like that when one pulls a foot out of a mouth. What the heck, we'll go with it. Now, normally in this segment, you'd hear the word
quote
at the start of a quote and
unquote
at the end of it. Why don't we just insert this little foot-from-mouth removal noise at the end of each case of foot-in-mouth syndrome that we'll consider here. We'll start with a Western Union internal memo from 1876, which read, "This telephone idea has too many shortcomings to be seriously considered as a means of communication. The device is inherently of no value to us." Right. Now, David Sarnoff's associates told him this in response to his urgings for investment in the radio in the 1920s. "The wireless music box has no imaginable commercial value. Who would pay for a message sent to nobody in particular?" And when Fred Smith turned in his paper proposing reliable overnight delivery service, his management professor at Yale University said, "The concept is interesting and well-formed, but in order to earn better than a C grade, the idea must be feasible." So who's Fred Smith? Well, he went on to found Federal Express Corporation. Not bad for a C, huh? Then Debbie Fields had this idea of starting Mrs. Fields Cookies. The response she got was, "A cookie store is a bad idea. Besides, market research reports say that America likes crispy cookies, not soft and chewy cookies like you make." Hey, here's a short story on a couple of conversations with a few folks who wish they could do it all over. The story goes like this. "So we went to Atari and said, 'Hey, we've got this amazing thing, even built with some of your parts. What do you think about funding us?' 'Or we'll give it to you. We just want to do it. Pay our salary. We'll come to work for you.' But they said no. So we went to Hewlett Packard and they said, 'Hey, we don't need you. You haven't even gotten through college yet.'" So who's telling this little story? Apple Computer Incorporated founder Steve Jobs on their attempts to get Atari and HP interested in their personal computer. This one deserves a double pop. And to finish off part one of our foot-in-mouth version of quote-unquote, we look at Mr. Edwin Drake, who tried to enlist help for his idea to drill for oil back in 1859, but he got this reply. "Drill for oil? You mean drill into the ground and try to find oil? You're crazy!"
Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire.
We'll be back with part two later.